If you're at all over the age of 25, you probably know who Billy Graham is. One of the greatest evangelists in the history of Christianity. And in fact, probably the greatest evangelist within the last 100 years. And he seems almost out of touch, unattainable to some degree. Like he's not human. Like there's no way I could relate to a Billy Graham. But the truth is when you really study his life, you might be surprised. There's a lot of things that you and I have in common with this incredible man of faith. And it's really not why he was successful or why he stood out. But that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you had a great week. It is Friday. You know the challenge. Get as many people to church as possible. Influence them to Jesus. Look, beg, borrow, steal, whatever you have to do, get them to church. If your church is still closed, come to my church. Find a church, any church that preaches Jesus. But pick up your phone right now as you're listening. Text some people. Hey, come to church with me this weekend. You know, God wants to do something in your life. Whatever it is, just do it. Hey, need a website? Check out Webstix.com, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. Also, WellBuiltSupplements.com. Use the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. And finally, if you want some David Alliance swag, check out Revolution, the number 4fathers.com. T-shirts, hoodies, hats, all kinds of great stuff. Men and women, you'll love it. And finally, we have our October 30th Clueless Couples in COVID seminar coming. People have been signing up regularly via email at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we've been talking a little bit, kind of scratching the surface of some of the things we'll be talking about. One of the things that you need to know is how to best fix your marriage or make it better. And guess what? It's not what you think. It's actually, you must first make yourself better. But how do you do that? Well, that's one of the things one of our speakers is covering. You won't want to miss it. October 30th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, I'm most excited about the Q&A at the end. Make sure you come and check it out. Email us to register and to reserve your spot. Now, Billy Graham, our generation's greatest evangelist. He preached to millions and probably led a million or so to Christ. I've always thought it somewhat puzzling that this godly man was asked to meet with presidents from around the world, presidents, kings, dignitaries, some who were not so godly, you might say. He was asked to meet with athletic superstars, rock stars, movie stars, businessmen, tycoons, and they all loved him. He would preach to a stadium of thousands. But what always blew me away was that his preaching was just okay. I've listened to many of his sermons, and they were good, but they were just okay. I don't think he was that captivating or riveting of a speaker by any means. In fact, I found him quite simple sometimes, and here I go, maybe even a little boring, but the bottom line is this. He had results. He got results. But he was just like you and just like me in many more ways than you might think. Why did he stand out? What made the difference? Well, we'll get there. But just to let you know a little bit about Billy Graham and who he really was, as a senior in high school, he was pushed into a dark classroom with a girl who begged him to have sex with him. And instead of Billy, you know, rounding the bases, he ran out of the classroom. In 1937, Billy Graham fell in love with Emily Cavanaugh. He proposed to her. She thought about it. She said yes. And then a year later, she said no. And she hooked up with a different classmate. In 1998, Billy Graham was one of the first guys to give a TED Talk. Who knew, right? He once went skinny dipping with President Lyndon Johnson. That sounds like a normal dude, right? The first time Billy Graham shared his testimony was with a group of about 10 prisoners, and the experience so rattled him that he's like, I absolutely know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am not to be a preacher. Well, that didn't work out. He also attended Bob Jones University for one semester, and upon leaving, Bob Jones, the president, predicted nothing but failure for Billy Graham. Way to go, Bob. Yeah, pretty prophetic. Oh, I mean pathetic. Billy Graham's first formal sermon lasted 8 minutes and included all four sermons he had prepared. 8 minutes. And get this, in the 70s, Billy Graham attended various rock festivals, protests, love-ins, in order to better understand and connect with young people. And he would dress in disguise so that no one would recognize him. And he was one of the very, very few Americans who could receive mail by an envelope simply being addressed to Billy Graham. Yeah, he was that famous. But what made him stand out? What was the difference? When you look at how normal he was, just like you and me, when you look at how average he was, just like you and me, when you look at the amazing amount of difference he made in the world, literally, that's not like you and me. So what made the difference? What made him stand out? It wasn't because of his speaking or his preaching ability. It wasn't because he came from the right family or had the right network. It wasn't because all of a sudden God just shined this favor on him. I really think it comes down to two things when you read and study the life of Billy Graham. And I hope you do, because he was an amazing man. But there are two major things. First, his integrity and character was impeccable. That is why even the secular world had such a great respect for him. It was early on in his ministry, someone questioned him that he had taken up an offering at one of his meetings, and he was alone with the money. And someone questioned him on it, and it so disturbed him that he said from that point forward, he will never be alone with a woman or with money by himself ever again. He guarded his integrity. He guarded his character to the utmost degree. And as far as character, from the very beginning, people wanted to call it the Billy Graham Association, the Billy Graham Ministry. He fought it for the longest time. He said, there's too much Billy Graham in this. He goes, it's not about me. Wow. How unlike so many pastors and evangelists and teachers and authors now, right? They push their own brand more than they push Jesus. But here's the thing that I think made Billy Graham stand out and so effective, and you can do it and I can do it, and simply this. No matter how boring he was, no matter how average he was, no matter how normal he was, when he got up to speak, he simply preached the gospel. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for your sins. He's the only way to have a relationship with God the Father, the only way to heaven. You must accept his forgiveness and give your life to him and live for him. You don't need to belabor the point with people. You don't need to come up with all kinds of catchy phrases or hand them the right track. Or when you're around people, just do like Billy. Just tell them about how much Jesus loves them and that he's the only way to fulfillment. He's the only way to a relationship with God the Father. He's the only way to heaven. You might be surprised how such a simple technique, though not exciting or captivating or mesmerizing, might do amazing, amazing things in the life of other people. If nothing else, it'll probably start a great dialogue in which you can just continue to love on that person. So when you go into this weekend, don't worry about what you have, what you don't have, who you are, who you aren't, where you've been, where you haven't been, who you know, who you don't know, where your skill level's at, how good of a speaker you are, how well you know the Bible. Throw it all off to the side and know this. Just simply share the gospel. This is Garth Ekman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. Until Monday, keep slaying giants.